Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Law of Assumption podcast. Today's episode is about gratitude. Every day when you wake up and you open your eyes, that's a reason to express gratitude. Just that alone. What if today when you woke up, the only things that you had in your possession were the things that you expressed gratitude for yesterday? What would you have? Would you have anything? Would you have family? Would you have friends? Would you have a job? Would you have your health? Would you be able to get up out of the bed and brush your teeth and clean yourself? Would you even have running water? How often do you express gratitude? And what are the reasons behind your expression of gratitude when you do? Is it because something great happened? Is it because something bad didn't happen? You know, you may not be where you want to be in your life, but you're still here. You still have all the things you didn't express gratitude for yesterday. You still have opportunities waiting for you and things to explore and experience on your life journey. You should be expressing gratitude for the fact that you woke up today and that you can walk and you can talk and you can hear and read and see. You can count. You have fingers to count on. You can feed yourself. You can clean yourself. You can paint your toenails if that's what you want to do. You have family. You know what love feels like. You can pay your bills. You have a job. You have running water. You have a roof over your head. You're healthy. You have access to the internet and a device. Otherwise, you wouldn't be streaming this podcast. These are things that most people take for granted. And these are things that we should be expressing gratitude for, because they can be taken away. There's so much to express gratitude for. It should be a daily practice, the expression of gratitude. And you should try to get into the practice of expressing gratitude for all things, including the undesirable moments. I know, this probably sounds crazy, but every experience that we have is for a greater purpose. It's for a purpose that we may not be able to understand or see in the moment. It's usually not until later down the road where we're able to connect the dots and, you know, have that epiphany moment where we understand why we had that undesirable moment, that undesirable experience. It's usually we're like, oh my gosh, now I get it. I totally understand why that happened. You know, and it's in that moment that we're actually grateful for that undesirable experience, because it led us to where we are now, which usually is in a greater position than we were at that time. When you express gratitude for undesirable moments and for things that appear to be losses, it's your way of showing appreciation to the universe for the lesson you learned and the wisdom that you gained through what appeared to be an undesirable moment or a loss. That undesirable experience that you had gives you the wisdom so that you know what to do moving forward if you're ever in that situation again. And it also helps you to be in a position to help someone avoid having those type of situations. When you express gratitude, you're showing appreciation to the universe for all things or for whatever it is that you're expressing gratitude for in that moment. Expressing gratitude raises your vibration and it aligns you with the best of all things. And so you should get into the habit of saying thank you. Say thank you for all things. Say thank you in advance for the desires that you have, because they're already yours. And everything that's coming to you that you haven't physically encountered yet, it's already yours. When you express gratitude for things that you're intentionally manifesting, although it's not in your physical possession, you're affirming that it's already yours. So if you desire to go out and buy a brand new car, just say thank you for my brand new car because it's already yours. It's just a matter of you being vibrationally aligned with it. And when you express gratitude for it before you get it, you are aligning yourself with exactly what you desire. You should say thank you for the peace and love and prosperity, the mercy, the grace, the protection and guidance and understanding, great health and wealth that you have in your life. Even if you don't physically feel like you have those things, express gratitude for them now, because the expression of gratitude aligns you with it, and it will bring that into your life. You will attract those things into your life because you're acknowledging through gratitude and saying thanks that you already have it, which you do. You should make it a ritual to sit with yourself and give thanks for all that you have in your life. Everything that you have in this moment and everything that you desire to experience. Express gratitude until it brings tears to your eyes. Every day when you wake up, express gratitude for all that you didn't express gratitude for the day before. Because everything that you have is a blessing. It's a blessing for you to wake up. It's a blessing for you to be able to open your eyes and see colors. It's a blessing for you to be able to hear an airplane flying through the sky or to hear a bee buzzing. It's a blessing for you to be able to hear the cars driving down the street or the waves of the ocean roaring. Expressing gratitude will make you happy. It eliminates stress. It helps you heal. It boosts your self-esteem. It enhances your relationships. It makes you a magnet for love, positive interactions, abundance, wealth, and amazing experiences. Because expressing your gratitude again raises your vibration and it puts you in a good mood and it makes you feel good. So when you're expressing gratitude for all the things that you have, you're elevating the way that you're feeling in that moment. And that's why sometimes it brings you to tears of joy. Every day that you arise, you have the chance to start over. And you should start your day by expressing gratitude for the fact that you got the moment to start again. If you counted all the things that you have in your life that money can't buy, that's your wealth. And that's more than enough for you to be grateful for. The more grateful you are, the more the universe steps in and rewards you. You attract what you are. And when you express gratitude, you're expressing love in the highest form. And that's it for today's episode. If today's message resonated with you, or if it helped you in any way, share this message with someone that you love or someone that you care about. Share it with a friend, a colleague. Let's spread the awareness of expressing gratitude and its correlation to just feeling good and intentional manifesting. And if you haven't purchased a copy of my Manifesting EGOT yet, you're missing out. Go to the link in this episode and purchase your copy. You get an automatic 10% off at checkout. And also, follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube if you haven't started following me yet on those platforms. You can find me at Law of Assumption with 2 N's on each of those platforms. Tune in next week for the next episode. See you later.